Thank you, Lord, in your wondrous name, Jesus, we come to you today. And Lord, thank you that you are encouraging us at this time to run on, to finish well. God, thank you that we can finish with the joy unspeakable and full of glory. Lord, there's going to be a company that's going to meet you with tears that they're going to wipe away from their eyes. But God, there's a company that's going to meet you that's going to be joyous, that's going to sing and shout with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. Lord, let us know that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, oh praise your name. As our brother sang, to have the vision, Lord Jesus. Because without a vision, the people perish. God, instill the vision in our lives today. Lord, give us the vision of the Spirit, Lord Jesus. That you're waiting for us, Lord. And you are saying, run on. Finish well, my good and faithful servant. Lord, it's going to be a time. Oh, it's going to be a time to be with you. And Lord, how dear and wondrous it is going to be. Now, Lord, as we enter in this day and the Holy Spirit is present, God, help us to continue to yield and to magnify you. Help us to decrease and, Lord, for you to increase like never before. Lord, let us get ready. Lord, let us be ready. You're coming. We thank you, Lord. And it's in the wondrous name of Jesus we give you all the praise, all the majesty, all the glory. Hallelujah and amen. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Oh, what a wondrous witness. Thank God for the testimony that we have. It's so wondrous, brothers and sisters. God help us to wake up today. God help us to wake up. But I have to level with you. I kind of have to come clean. I am in a state where I am absolutely obsessed with the election. And I am. Now, just settle down. Now, because it is, in all seriousness now, it is the most critical election, the most critical election we've ever faced and we will ever face. And with that, I want us to open our Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. That's 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. Did I have you for a minute? Did I have you? Praise the Lord. I hope you weren't too worried. I hope you weren't. If you know me very well, I have an ornery streak. But we'll try to turn that over to God so I don't have to turn it over to the authorities. But I want you to know something. I am dead serious in this today. I hope that we understand that this is the election, brothers and sisters. And it's the election that better have every emotion and every thought that comes to our minds, to our lives, because this is the real election. This is the only election. This is the election, praise God, of truly the chosen candidates. Can you imagine that? You're the chosen candidate. I hope you know that, precious hearts. See, this isn't an election of men like we're facing today. This is an election of God. This isn't to reign over a puny little country like the U.S. of A. This isn't just a temporary reign, brothers and sisters. We're talking about a forever reign. We're talking about the one that's going to last throughout eternity. We're talking about a governorship over all of God's precious kingdom in this entire universe. Let me tell you something. You're in the balance right now to rule and reign with your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And He's coming after us. And it's very clear and very present at this time that it could yet be today. And God in that has had me to share with you a few things that we've been meditating on this week. A few of the wondrous qualities of the election. And just to remind you, that word elect, it means picked out. God picked you out. God picked you out. Did you hear me? God picked you out. It had nothing to do with you. God picked you out. Romans 8:29. For whom He did foreknow. I don't know if I can constrain myself today. God knew me. God knew you. Before anything, God knew you. You want something to be happy about? God knows you. God's for you. You're God's elect. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed. See, that's the problem we're having right now, isn't it, brothers and sisters? See, He foreknew, He predestinated, and now He's asked you, honey, will you conform? Will you conform to me? Will you quit being the wrestler, as my mom says, and allow me to just win you now? Let's get over this. Let's start living the land of milk and honey right now. See, it's for you. It's not what this sees, it's what this sees. And God's got a mansion prepared for me. I've got a home coming like no one's ever seen. God, I'm coming home. I'm coming home to see your son. I'm coming home to be with him. And I'm rejoicing, Lord, that your scripture tells me that you're preparing me for that place. And you're preparing to have me ready, mature, to be able to share with you on a level, Lord, that you want to share with me. Oh God, help us to get there. For whom He did foreknow, He did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn. And I love this one. Among many brethren. Hi, my brethren. Sends chills up and down my spine. It's the reality of what it is. That house you go back to, that job you go back, that's just temporal stuff. I'm talking about the forever reality right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Eternity's past, just like you've been rejoicing. He saw us, brothers and sisters. He picked us out. He chose you. He did. He called you. He saw that heart. He called you to be His own. And I believe that there's a joy, there's a comfort that floods your heart when that reality really takes place, when it comes to live in your heart. And I believe that's what's lacking so much in so many Christians today, is the absolute reality that God just loves you. We've been talking about it all morning. We've been singing about it in the choir. Our brother's playing about the goodly pearl. Our brother Ken saying, oh Lord, that's right. Don't turn back. Oh no. It's too good. It's too good. This temporary stuff, these sufferings, brothers and sisters, it's not worthy to be compared. God's been dealing with my heart this week about that stuff. Oh, there's some things going on, Lord, but you don't know how they just hurt the heart, how they tug, Lord. I'm despairing. My grace is sufficient, son. Oh, my goodness. My grace is so sufficient.
Hallelujah.
The reality of God's love coming to dwell. What a mighty thing. To think, brothers and sisters, that... Now listen here. That we were the affection and the obsession of God before He ever set a star in heaven. Can you fathom that? Can you comprehend that? He was thinking of you before the foundation of the universe. This is what His Word tells us. So thinking of us and so unabandoned in His love toward us that He got together with His Son. And they had a plan. They call it beginning. That we would come and be the family of God. That I could be His elect. That you could be His elect.
Hallelujah.
That I could call Him Father this morning. that I could come to Him this week and I could say, Father, I need to lay my head upon Your breast. I know I'm in Your arms, but I have to get closer. He told me to draw nigh unto me, son. Come boldly. I'm right here. My tender mercies are so present. They're so flooding. And you know, it just so happened that He put that balm all over my life. He said, here's the love of my son. Here's the grace that He died so you could have, son. And I'm walking in strength and power of His might. I know there's not a doubt that the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. Amen. You don't realize what a people of promise we are. Oh my. Well, let me tell you something. As He sat me down and He said, you know, son, I gave you the one in whom all fullness dwells. I gave Him to you. And I want you to think about this for a moment. He said, when I called you elect, you became an object of my mercy. I'm an object in the mercy of God. I'm not crying mercy. Oh no, He gave me mercy. He gave me all that. Oh Lord, help us not to think that we're crying that. It's Lord, You gave me that. You're just putting me in a place where I'm calling out, Lord. I see it. I believe it. I need more of it. Hallelujah. God, You've filled me with Your mercy. Now, let me tell you something. There's a lot of people running around this old world. They're seeking to be a lot of different objects to a lot of different people. But I do want you to take a moment and just really breathe it in. Let the Spirit bring it into your life. You are an object of the mercy of God. You are. But God, it says in our Word. But God, who is rich in mercy, calls us His elect. He calls us His elect. That had to be the greatest of mercy. Oh, wretched man that I am. Have you come to that point? Have you come to the point that you realize that it had to be the grace of God and He gave you that mercy? And it's there for you every day, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you, even though I was dead in my trespasses and sin, I know that but God came in and He flooded my soul with mercy. And now He calls me His elect. I'm a child of the King. I'm growing up into a son of God. Hallelujah. I'm getting mature in my Lord. I've got family. And my family happens to be the very deity of the universe. I hope we can scratch the surface of this today. I don't know. Hallelujah. But you know, in this election, brothers and sisters, and aren't you thankful we're in this election? Not just objects of mercy, but subjects of grace. Amen. A subject of grace. See, this is the election we're talking about. And it does. It sends chills up and down my spine. But see, when you think of the word subject, and I see my brother over there from the, as they say, the King's country. Anytime I hear the word subject, I think it's got to be royalty. It does. And I'm preaching to the subjects of grace today. Amen. God's dear children, the family, the children of the King. Do we believe that? Do you see the boldness that by the grace of God we should be operating in our lives? Not in arrogance, but in absolute gratitude and thanks that God has made us that, brothers and sisters. That's who we are. That's who you are. You're a child of God. And that is the mercy and that is the grace. And that's why you are a subject of grace. And that all sufficient grace is always pouring out upon our life. Now a lot of times we don't think it is. But let me tell you something. God pours that grace out in a manifold blessing. And the manifold blessing is to get you to realize that without Him, you're nothing. And God has to bring you to that point, brothers and sisters, where you can't do it anymore. And I praise the Lord today if you've come to that brink, if you've come to that precipice, if you've come to that place where you can't go any further, the wall that is just there that, Lord, I cannot go on. Well, praise be to God. It's time for the strength of the Lord and the power of His might to start leading your life. And brothers and sisters, God's been faithful to it. He is so faithful to it, He's going to do it. And He's going to do it in many different ways. But I'm going to tell you, He's pressing right now because the coming of the Lord is nigh. We do keep saying that because even so, Lord, come quickly. If you know the Word of God at all, the prophecy, I can't imagine how much more. The only thing that could be holding it back is just there's a few more to get ready for His bride. The evil's here. The wickedness is here. The men are coming forward and presenting themselves as God. The financial system is broke, in case you didn't know it. They don't have an answer. And they never did. The enemy was just allowed to go along for a while here. And let me tell you something. It's all going to open up if you think he's been ferocious now. You haven't seen nothing yet. The only thing that's holding back that wrath is the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. Until he who hinders is taken out of the way. Do you realize what the love of God is doing at this time? It's saving people. It's growing people up in Him. It's taking a time where there's not a thought of God, where people blatantly get up there and curse our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But at the same time, He's preparing a people for His name's sake. He is. He's calling out a bride. He's calling out a people that say, I do, Lord. I do. I do, Lord. See, His wife hath made herself ready. You're not going to say, I do over there. You're going to say, I do right now. That's just the ceremony going on over there. The preparation, the acceptance, the invitation, the ravishing of the heart of the king as Esther stood before him. It's going on right now. What do you think of that? You think it's time to be about the Lord's business? Don't you think? Could there be anything more important? Could there be a reason that we wouldn't praise God with all that is within us? God, I hope that You'd convict us today. See, that's what we need. We need conviction, brothers and sisters. And as long as your heart is still being convicted, I know you got a chance. When you're stone cold and dead and you're not responding to anything of God, that's when I'd get to worrying. But let me tell you something, when you're uncomfortable and you're squirming around and God is pressing you, praise be to God! Amen. He's working on you! Hallelujah. That's what you want! You want Him to make you feel uncomfortable. You want Him to cause your life not to be settled down and entrenched and rooted in this world. God, nothing's satisfying me down here because You're calling me over there. Lord, I'm seated with You in the heavens in Christ and I can see Your wondrous face. Oh my. Brothers and sisters, it's the grace of God and He pours it out. And it's going to pour out on us. But it's going to come in a trial. It's going to come in a test. It's going to come in a heartache. It's going to come in success. It's going to come in all these things. I rejoice in when the Lord told me to sow and sow and sow. And He got me sitting there that one day just looking at the tree. Like I told you, a lot of times I just sit at the window. Now I look at the tree. God made it. And it sure is pretty. But He showed me, He said, you know, son, you just keep sowing. And I'm finding out it's so wonderful to sow. But, you know, He also has you to reap and to gather that in. But I've found out there's things I never wanted to go out there and reap. Oh, but son, I told you to sow that. But Lord, I don't want that trial. Lord, I don't want that heartache. Lord, that's a little too much for me. No, it's not, son, if you trust me. Amen. Do I do all things well or not? Really? Am I a God of perfection? Or is it an accident? We know better than that. We've got a path. It's divine. It's a sanctified path if we'll get on it and allow God to finish it in our lives. But brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, we're so elect. The airship is going on right now. When He said we're elect, it's not going to be. It's right now. When He said we're subjects of grace, it's not someday, but it's right now. 2 Corinthians 9:8. It says, God is able. You know, all He had to say was that, and we should have been just satisfied with that one, shouldn't we? What do you think? How about I am? Two words and that would have been it, huh? But see, that's the faithfulness of our God, isn't it? He knew what we needed. He knew how weak. Boy, when He called His sheep, He knew exactly what He was calling us, didn't He? Exactly what we are. But He said, God is able. And God is able to make all grace. All grace. Not some, but all grace abound toward you. Not them, not His people, but you. And you, and you, and you, all grace abound. Not just there, it's abounding toward you. That ye always, see, not sometimes, always, having all sufficiency. Oh my, what a wonderful word. All sufficiency. See, you're not sufficient in anything. It's His grace in you that's sufficient for everything. But always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you. Now, brothers and sisters, let's go back and remind us again how we started. This is the election.
That's right.
This is who you are. This is what you have. This is what He's given. This is what He sent His Son for. This is His complete purpose. This is very God of very God, and this is what He's given to you. And yet we can sit still on a pew, and we can be complacent about the things of God, and we can go home today and we can murmur and complain when God has called us His elect. God help us, brothers and sisters. We need to move on with God. We need to move up with God. God is calling us. He seated us. And He's chose us, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, to set apart with Him. Because He's picked you for this. He picked you. My goodness. And it's not just some grace. It's all grace. And it's not just for some things. See, that's the problem with this. We pick God for certain things in our life. It's for everything. He's an all-purpose God. He's the God for every breath. Every breath. Yeah. I love it. I was reading in there before I came out. I said, Lord, why are You taking me to James right now? Well, I don't know. Let's just do what the Spirit wants to do. You know what He said in there? He said, if you're afflicted, pray. And if you're merry in spirit, you know what He said? Sing psalms. And if you're sick, says you call for the elders. Have them anoint you. And in the name of the Lord, you'll save the sick with the prayer of faith.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that marvelous? It just covers all of it, doesn't it?
Right.
Is anybody in any other state than that? I'm kind of living in both those states right now. Sorrowful yet full of joy. Lord, I hurt yet I'm happy in Jesus.
That's it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord, I'm burdened, but yet I know that all is well.
Thank you, Jesus.
What do you think? Amen?
All
Amen? See, this is grace we're talking about, brothers and sisters. We're so elect that we can even be sanctified.
Amen.
Do you know that you're chosen to be set apart to God? He's a jealous God. I don't like to wrestle with Him. He can throw your hip out of joint. Yeah. He can do lots of things to you. Oh, amen. He sends you lots of different things. Little reminders. I was limping a little bit today and have been just here and there. He reminds me that He's healed me.
Hallelujah. Amen.
He reminds me that He heals me. Touches me. He touches me by weakening me. I remember, I really wasn't feeling sorry for myself. I was thinking, hell, you know, Lord, there are a lot of people that used to like to listen to what I say. That was when I used to make people lots of money. Just telling you as it is. It's fact. They'd, oh, man, can I get an appointment to see you? Can I get in to hear this? Could you look at that? You know, not many people want to hear me anymore. It's a fact. Don't. But you know what? I don't want you to hear me. I want you to hear God.
Amen.
I want you to hear God. We're going to preach the Word. That's what it's going to do. Brothers and sisters, I know He's faithful. I know He can't lie. And I know He said, my Son is coming soon. Because I'm going to turn Him loose and He's going to take His bride. And He said, endure faithful to the end. It's what our brother was singing, don't draw back. It's His faithfulness that's going to get it done. But we can call before Him because of the grace that you receive someday. And you can say with Brother Paul, I have finished my course.
Amen.
That wasn't just for one. Do you know God meant that for all His people? For everyone. He wanted us to all be able to cry out to Him and say, Lord, I have finished my course. Not in some delirious thing, but absolutely in a hallelujah. Praise be to God. I know I've finished my course because, Lord, it's Your work. And Lord, we're in Your Word. And by Your grace, Your Holy Spirit's bringing it to pass and it's being shed abroad in our hearts. Chosen to be set apart to God. Do you love to say, I am my beloved's? Do you see the throne room today? Do you realize that you are seated together with Him in the heavens right now? It's the truth. You are. You are. Are you going to allow Him to give you that vision? Oh, it makes me so happy in Jesus to know where I'm at. A lot of people say, oh, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know my direction. I don't know all these things. If you're a child of God, you're seated with Him. Now, I just want to be still. I just want to be still. Be still. He'll finish that. He's going to complete that. He promised that He would if you'll be still. You just be seated with Him. He set you there. Why do you want to move? Why do you think you need to be moving somewhere in your life? Why do you think that you've got the plan and you've got the direction? When He's already called you elect, don't you think that He's going to get it done? Don't you believe that it's God that's going to do it? Don't you believe that Jesus Christ is for you? That you sit there, praise God with Him, and I'm going to tell you something. The only thing that's seated up there has got to have some type of throne. But I'm going to tell you something else about this election, brothers and sisters. It's so wonderful. It's just beyond. Yeah, He's picked you out for a throne. But I'm going to tell you something. He's picked you out, if you want to, for a crown. And not just a throne, but in the very midst of a throne. I really do believe that. The Word of God tells me it's so clear. And I'm going to tell you something, brothers and sisters. It's right in this Word of God that, sure, His children, we know that we are heaven bound. We know that we have a ticket for heaven. The only thing that's in the balance is, when's your arrival time going to be? Huh? When's your arrival time going to be? I talk to people about that all the time. And they say, you know what? You're a nut. And I say, you know what? You're right. I am crazy for Jesus. I'm crazy enough to believe Him that what He said in His Word, that He's getting ready to capture a ready wife away. I'm sitting there waving my hands in the air saying, Lord, let it be me. I want to see Him. In the fullness of His glory, brothers and sisters, we have heard this message for so long. And the time is now, and God has been so merciful to us. You heard me say it on Wednesday night. Moses came back and he said, "Oh, brothers, sisters, He's going to deliver us out of here. That Pharaoh can't keep us down. That old world, old Egypt, has no grip on us. God said it and it's going to happen. And He's going to send these signs. He's going to send these things. And He's going to deliver us right out of this place." And He's sending the things right now. And they're all about us, brothers and sisters. And it's coming. And it's coming. I think there's a group of people here that know it. And I think the thing that you know is that it's for you. It's for you. But I will leave this with you, brothers and sisters. It's the election that you best be about. Because you know what? Ruling and reigning with Jesus Christ might just begin before Tuesday. What do you think? And are we ready? Are we ready? Are we ready? When He says, "Come on up, honeys. It's time to rule and reign." And I know we're just going to be standing there in awe. But you know what? You're going to have a body like unto His own glorious body. And you're going to have thoughts. And you're going to have praise. And you're going to have grace received in a body that you've never even imagined. And you're going to be able to stand up there with Him in glory. And you are going to be able to rule and reign because He's made you ready right now. That's your Lord. That's your Lord. Let's bow our heads. Let's bow our heads. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead and stand and praise Him. Come on, let's stand and praise Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. 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 Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you. Oh God, thank you for the presence of your Spirit this day. Lord, we're so grateful that you love us with the love that you do. Lord, thank you for moving us this day. God, there is a quickening that's going on. It's exciting, Lord. We can be happy in Jesus in this present world. We can be joyous and full of that wonderful glory that you're instilling in our lives. We give you the praise. We thank you, Lord, in all gratefulness today. Thank you for this dear family. Thank you for the family of God that each and every one of us have. Thank you that we're looking for that day which is so swiftly approaching. In Jesus' name, amen.